When the great American musical theater lyricist and composer Stephen Sondheim died 2 years ago, he left behind an unfinished work. The show, called Here We Are, opened off-Broadway last night. Jeff London spoke with the collaborators about how they were able to finish the show without Sondheim.
In September of 2021, Stephen Sondheim appeared on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert and dropped some news that set the theater world buzzing.
I've been working on a show for a couple of years with a playwright named David Ives. Mm-hmm. It's called Square One. We had a reading of it last week and we were encouraged. So we're going to go ahead with it, and with any luck, we'll get it on next season.
2 months later, the 91-year-old composer-lyricist died. And so, too, it seemed, did the project, which had about a half dozen songs for the first act and almost nothing for the second. But Sondheim's partners, David Ives and director Joe Mantello, kept pushing for a production. Square One became Here We Are, and audiences have been flocking to see what Sondheim was up to in the last years of his life, says cast member Dennis O'Hare.
Looking at the audience every single night, looking at their faces as we sing, you realize that no one has heard this. There is no album. There is no recording. They have no idea what's coming. They sit there, you know, blank, waiting to be filled.
I couldn't be more sorry, madam. But sad to say, the fact is that not only do we have no soy.
Oh, boy.
Don't tell me that you
have no mocha.
Then just a decaf
latte.
We're
also out of lattes. What? We do expect a little latte later. But we haven't got the latte now.
David Ives began working with Stephen Sondheim in 2010 on a different project. But when that fell by the wayside, Sondheim mentioned an idea of combining two surrealistic Luis Buñuel films into a full-length musical. The first act would be based on the discreet charm of the bourgeoisie, where six friends go in search of a meal and get stymied along the way. The second act would be based on the exterminating angel, where the same group would have a meal but be inexplicably unable to leave the room where they've gathered. The first act is light, the second act is dark, says Ives.
I think part of what appealed to Steve about these was that they don't, on the surface, seem to sing. And I think that's part of what interested him, was that it was going to be a challenge.
Director Joe Mantello went to a reading of the show in 2016 and says he fell in love with it when he heard the first song, and then went back to watch the films.
I remember Steve said to me once, we were working on something and we got stuck, and he said, well, what did you think when you saw the films? What was your response to them? And I said, I thought, who the blank thought this would be a good idea for a musical.
And while the dark, strange subject matter appealed to Sondheim, he had real problems writing the songs, says David Ives.
He was a master procrastinator, and he also was aware of his age. Also, you have to consider the fact that he was in his 80s working on a musical about going into a room that you can't get out of. And I think that subconsciously it must have preyed upon him.
It was Joe Mantello who came up with the solution, that at a certain point in the second act, there would be no music since the characters are literally stuck.
You know, I said to him, I think you're done. If you choose to be done, I can make an intellectual case as to why they should stop singing. Doesn't mean that everyone's going to find that satisfying, but there's a real reason for it. There's an idea behind it. It is intentional.
Sondheim agreed to give it a try. That was the version of the show he was talking about on Colbert. But a major part of the creative process is writing and rewriting during rehearsals and previews. Sondheim's collaborators say they miss having him in the room. David Ives.
He would be delighted, I think. He would have notes, as always, and thoughts.
Director Joe Mantello says everyone involved with Here We Are feels an enormous responsibility to deliver the work as Sondheim left it.
You know, I think Steve, his love of puzzles was so well known, and I think he left us a puzzle. But he gave us all the pieces. And it's been thrilling and satisfying, and sometimes David and I have felt lonely. We've missed his presence, but he left us all the pieces.
For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.